Well, good morning,
Love
everyone.
Hope Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone today? We are here goofing around, aren't we, Deb?
Hey, you know, this is the best ideas come spontaneously. We are, Elizabeth and I, as many of you know, we do a lot of shows together, and we're testing out some new things. And we said, Elizabeth came up with this great idea. Deb, let's do a gratitude attitude. Good morning, gratitude show, and have people call in and say what they're grateful for. I think that's just terrific. Awesome. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Scintillating.
Well, you know, you're my co-everything best. So it's got to be a best ever you kind of day, and it's not going to be one without you. So I was sitting there.
Oh, my gosh.
I love my Deb Scott. But anyway, so I was sitting there a couple days ago with my son, Quaid, and he was at his computer, and he has this headset, and he was Skyping his friends. I mean, they're like 10-year-olds on Skype. And I'm like, Quaid, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, but they're on video. And, you know, I've used Skype before to kind of talk to my parents, but he's like really using it. For videos and his website and Xbox and PS3 and all this stuff. And I just sat and I kind of watched him, and I'm like, you know, I said, Quaid, could you help Mommy do that for her radio show? Could you help Deb and I learn how to use Skype for our show? And so I pulled up the show. He goes, yeah, Mom, there's a Skype button right there. So you probably have to click Skype and but you can't talk to the computer. I'm like, well, how do I talk then? He goes, well, Mom, you need my headset. So we went out and bought a headset just like his, and so we're testing it. I think it sounds okay. I wonder what it'll sound like on replay. So I'm actually doing the show with Skype and a headset, but I can't
see
anything.
And I'm just doing. But I think that is so terrific, because I'm not on Skype, so it's an embarrassing moment of admission for me. But, you know, we always have to go to the young teens and kids now to get technology updates. But I'm just on the regular phone, and you sound awesome. And I would love for people to call in. We'll give 714-868-0220 and tell us what you're grateful for. I mean, that's the best way to start your day, the gratitude attitude.
Isn't it? I'm just kind of grateful that the sun is shining and I'm sort of breathing and I'm fine. I'm fine today. I had a headache the past few days, off and on, and those headaches drag me down sometimes when I get them. But isn't it just nice to see the sun?
We don't have a lot of sun down here in the Boston area right now. We're still kind of covered in haze, so Maine must be. So bring on the sunshine
down
here.
Send you some sun on the Concord Express. You can pick it up at Logan or South
Beach. Oh my gosh! Yeah, you know, but gratitude. I think this is so great. This is the gratitude. Good morning, gratitude. That sounds like a TV series, doesn't it? Good morning, gratitude.
Morning, gratitude. I think it's our new thing. Good morning, gratitude. What are you thankful for today? It's people think thankful is Thanksgiving, but it's kind of every day, not just Thanksgiving
time.
Yeah.
You know, that's so funny. You've got to open up the chat room so that people can chat with us, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, hang on.
I just wanted to let you know, because there might be beautiful tweeples out there that from
good point.
Our Twitterverse. Because
so
I tell you, do you love the terrific tweeples? Tweeples, yeah. Facebook, LinkedIn, social media with a smile. I mean, there's just Mutual Admiration Society. You know, we have to give ourselves. Love those emoticons. That makes me smile so much.
Go.
I love those little things in BTR. So, I think that the first thing, you know, gratitude, if I ever get stuck in a rut and need to dump the junk, I take the first letters in my name and I just try to, Deb, what are you going to be grateful for? And then I just have D, E, and B. So I always have those ready at hand, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that nice? Because when you're ever stuck, you know, you got to have like a quick recipe and an antibiotic. One of those mind vitamins that you can take. But I think that you take your first letter. It's like, but right now, besides being gratitude for you and all the terrific people that we have out there in the universe connecting with us, I am really grateful for my confirmation children. I gotta say that because you know I don't have actual children. I have two schnauzers. But it wasn't one of the things that ever happened, but I love kids. Love kids. And it's such a great, great, great thing to see so many children smile and be positive. And so I'm really grateful for those 65 young adults, 15-year-olds, who are just so inspirational, so positive, making the world a better place, and to be part of their life. So, you know, I didn't get the 4 children like you have, or some of our listeners have, but I have
my 65 kids. Oh, you make your mark on the world.
Kids.
So many different ways, Deb. Those pictures were beautiful that you sent. Just beautiful. All those kids, what smiles they have on their faces. And usually, like, my husband didn't love that process of being confirmed. He was all like, this isn't for me kind of thing. And the smiles on those faces of all of those kids, every picture was just beaming of positive energy. It was so neat.
Yeah.
So neat.
Well,
you could feel it in the photos. It was just cool.
Well, you know, I'd like to think I was a fun confirmation teacher, but we did, I tell you, all year long, it's just so much fun, so much fun. So, you know, that saddens me when I hear things like what you said with your husband, but I don't think that that's unusual, but,
just
you know, it really depends, and,
a caller.
But we have a lot of fun, and it's really good, so that's it. So, so what's going on at your end?
Well, we've got a caller right now. We have a caller who I opened up the phone line to 6516. Yes, to the 651 area code. Hello, hello. Good morning.
Hello, Elizabeth. This is Dale Fagry calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, I'm Minnesota. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Yay!
Morning, gratitude.
Hey. Good morning to both of you. Yes, I'm
grateful for the
tweet to invite me to call, as you probably invited others to call, and I had some time, so I thought I would call. And let you know what I'm grateful for today. So
awesome! We're feeling the love already. Tell us, do share.
Yes. Well, of course, I'm grateful for my wife Deb, almost 31 years of marriage here, and our three.
Yay! I need an applause button. Woo!
Yay! I know.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes, and we have 3 grown sons, Justin, Aaron, and Ryan. Aaron just turned 27 yesterday, and his lovely wife, Stormy, I'm grateful for, and Ryan's fiance, Shailene. They live out in Long Beach, California, and, I'm certainly thankful and grateful for my family and friends, you know, and the work that I have here, working with older adults, and I have a fantastic team. I have a lot of gratitude for my life and for my health, and certainly I get so much positivity from my Twitter friends, as you know, Elizabeth, too, because we are Twitter friends, but also from Janet Blaha. I want to give a shout-out from Toronto, who has been a very big inspiration to me on Twitter. So those are a number of things that I am grateful for today.
Whoa, that is awesome.
I love Dale. Dale, will you tell everybody what you do? It's so neat.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I work at an organization called Ling Bloomson. We are in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we have a campus here where we care for older adults. We have about 500 older adults on our campus here, as well as thousands that we serve in the community. We have one of the largest skilled nursing care centers in the state of Minnesota, 237 beds. And we have independent living, we have home health, we have community and home-based programs. We care for those with memory loss and Alzheimer's. It goes on and on and on. And it's very rewarding work. It's certainly a demographic that's growing like crazy. We refer to the silver tsunami that is coming upon us, and we're going to see the older adult population, as many of us know, double in the next 20 years. So it's a massive undertaking and challenge, but we are prepared to serve and care for those who need us.
It's a beautiful job.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
to do that
I know,
well.
Really.
Scary to get old without people like Dale
helping. Well.
It's very scary, as you know. You like my grandma is in. We've been looking at moving her to your facility, but she has Alzheimer's, and it's just it's so hard to watch. And my dad's been real sick and everything, so I feel what you do and know the power of it. So big kudos. I wish I had another applause button.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, we do have, we do have certainly memory loss floor here, and we also have a program out in the community called The Gathering, too, where folks that are caring for those with Alzheimer's or memory loss have an opportunity to drop off their loved one at a site, and then they can have some respite for themselves as well. And that's a very much of a growing concern for us, is to care for the caregivers. In the state of Minnesota, there are 241,000 caregivers that are caring for a loved one with memory loss. That's just in Minnesota. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. Yes. And so we need to care for them so they can care for the loved one.
Hmm. Would you mind giving a shout out to Janet on Twitter to see if maybe she wants to call in? Okay, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? Okay, I'm going to open up the phone line to one more person while we are...
Sure. All right.
It's another Minnesota. Stay on the line, though, Dale, because it's Minnesota, you know. Wendy, are you there, maybe? Is it Wendy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yay! Hi!
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 How are you?
It's Wendy.
You guys are awesome. Fun to hear your motivation, gratitude morning. How are you today?
We're all in the Mutual Admiration Society here this morning. The world, hey, we got to share our shine, right? We got to keep the light going here.
That's right. Well, I just, I think it's great what you're doing. It sounds like you're in St. Paul there. I'm up in White Bear Lake, so we're not too far away.
Very close, yes.
I think it's wonderful thing what you're doing. And I work with a gentleman that has dementia, and have worked with several different clients that way. And, you know, their minds are gone, but their body is still in a state where it needs to stay strong so they can continue to walk and do those kind of things. So it's important. And that mind-body connection, if that's not there, you got to take care of the one that is strong.
Wendy, what are you thankful for today?
What am I thankful? I'm thankful for so many things. Are you kidding? I was in my prayer chair this morning, and that's when you responded to me. But I just got lost in prayer and meditation. And, you know, sometimes I have those mornings, and I just love it. I love when I can really hear God lead the way and when I can drown out all the noise. There's a lot of noise going on in this world. And when God's voice is louder than that noise, I'm grateful that I can just listen and be obedient and know my steps for that day. And that's important.
I love that, Wendy. I am telling you, I am just so feeling the love. I'm feeling the love sprinkles over here across the United States. I am so excited about you saying that, because I think every time you're grateful, it's like an antibiotic for something that could bum you out or something that would be negative, you know, and putting that out there really brings it back. It's something that we need to have get contagious, gratitude.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just being grateful for the things that we take for granted, like clean water and, you know, fresh air and, you know, the things that we just walk around and just use and breathe and don't really give gratitude for. I mean, all that is something that we need to give thanks for, because not everyone has clean water and food to eat and, you know, a roof over their head. So, yeah, just very grateful.
That's Dale, Wendy, Elizabeth. This is another blog. I see another blog post coming from this morning's show, because I love what you just said. If I got up in the morning and thought about, okay, I'm brushing my teeth with water, I can be grateful that I have running water to brush my teeth with, because a lot of people don't. Or getting up and saying, hey, I slept in a bed. How many people are sleeping on a street or in dirt or, you know, have just been, they're homeless or, you know, all these things. And then food, so really, if we just got up in the morning and just for half an hour made a list of all those things we had, we'd have more to be grateful for in the first half hour of waking up than some people reflect on, you know, their whole lifetime. And I think the key that unlocks that door to that new landscape that you stated so great, Wendy, is silence. You know, I don't think, although I do love Twitter, like Dale said, I love all the social media connecting with great people like you. I think that we need more of us out there communicating and banding together to create that positive energy. But that silence speaks so loudly those things we most need to hear. Isn't that the truth?
I agree, and I believe that there's a lot of people that are afraid of the silence because it's very rare that they're in a silent situation or that they allow themselves to go there, and so it feels uncomfortable. But the more you practice it, the more it feels natural, and the more you can hear God's small voice or his big voice for that day or whatever. But, yeah, stepping outside and away from the noise is a blessing. It really is.
Yeah, it's interesting because we just heard our pastor talk about it last Sunday, about that silence. And if you don't stop and hear in silence God's voice, it's hard to hear it through all of that social media and all that clutter and everything going on in our life. You know, you just have to stop and just listen to what his will is and his words are for our life.
Well, and don't you even think that it's even the chatter in our head? I mean, it may not be the chatter that's going on around us, but it's just what's going on in our own mind.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That could be a bad neighborhood right there. Don't enter alone into that zone.
There's someone in the chat room that says, if the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough. I love that. Lael is in the chat room. There's a lot of people in the chat room, Deb, saying hi. So if you guys want to call
in. Hey, anybody that's anybody should be in this chat room because we are the best people we know. We love us. We have to hang out with
us. We love our people. Joy.
But, you know, Wendy and Dale, since you're on the air, this is so cool because everybody wants to get along with everybody else, but they forget that if you can't get along with yourself first, don't expect anybody else to enjoy your company. I'm just like, what is up with that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's funny.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I do every day, I was resuscitated. You know, my life basically ended many years ago, and I was resuscitated from a very, very bad food allergy and an allergic reaction. And one of the things I do every day of my life, I don't think I did it as much before, but I know I do it every single moment, almost moment to moment, is I just am thankful I'm breathing and alive, really, because I really, you know, if I get near the wrong food, you know, my life goes into a tailspin in the ER battling for it. So just that one simple thing, I wake up every day and I'm just so thankful that I'm breathing and living and alive.
Mm.
And I go from there.
Yeah, fantastic.
I do. Lael, you said every single little thing right now, unconditional love. You're grateful for that. I love that. Every single little thing Lael was grateful for. That's a great chat.
I think that's good. Even when it seems like it's, you know, quote unquote bad, if you can be grateful for the circumstance or the situation, then you'll see the bright side of it as opposed to the negative side of the situation. And others want to be around people that are positive, that see that bright side.
So good morning, Gratitude 416.
Yes.
You are on the air. Hello, hello. Good morning with Deb Scott and Elizabeth. Did you want to say hi? And tell us, I can't tell who it is. It's a 416 area code. Did you want to say hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Janet Blaha calling from Toronto. How are you?
Hey.
Janet?
Hi. Hey, Janet.
It's all new to me, okay, so I'm just learning as I'm going. How are you this morning?
We're awesome.
We're all
we're
great.
Feeling the love.
Good
how about
morning.
You?
We're the spontaneous gratitude crew, I think.
Oh, cool.
She answered the tweet. This is great.
Yeah.
Answered the tweet. That's like
on the other line as well.
Well, tell us what you're grateful for because we're excited to have you sharing.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? I am grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my family, my friends, and I'm grateful for a new beginning for me, and really being in tune with you know, who I am and knowing what my purpose is, and that is to help and inspire others to be their best. I'm grateful for that.
Ooh.
Fabulous.
Amen.
Yes. Well, Janet, this is Dale, you know, and I just have to say, I don't know if you heard earlier, but one of the gratitudes I had was in gratitude to you for being such an inspiration over Twitter. And so that was my shout out to you earlier when I called in, and I just wanted to be able to tell you that personally, at least over the airwaves here, that you have been an inspiration, and whatever your new beginning, your new journey, your purpose in life, you are certainly living that out. Even though I've never met you personally, it's I can definitely tell that you are an inspiration. So I just want to let you know.
Janet, what's your background? What do you do?
What's my background? Well, I can give you a little bit about my career history. I'm a kinesiologist by background, by university. I've worked as a kinesiologist and as a vocational case manager, and then as an office manager within a corporation, and slowly worked my way up in being the director of operations within this organization in the last 16 years. And unfortunately, due to industry changes, I've lost my job, just in a flash. And actually, I'm grateful that I had that experience, because I had that time to self-reflect and really understand who I am and why I'm here. I discovered coaching, life coaching, through a colleague, and I honestly feel that's my calling, because I've been empowering and inspiring people in all of the various careers that I've been involved in and working in, and this actually really clearly defines who I am. And so in the past year and a half, I've taken the CTI coaching training program, and I just completed certification. And
congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm launching my new business. And last week I actually came up with the business name. It took me a long time, but I finally came up with an impactful business name. It's called Commit to Change. And I'm dedicated and committed to work with people who are committed to make a positive change in their life. So, so that's my background. And I apologize. I wanted to graciously say thank you to Dale for those very kind words. It's absolutely meaningful to me for you to be so openly expressive and authentic, and being able to say all of that on live radio. That's amazing that you're able to express that so freely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's very easy to do. So,
how fun is this that we see each other on Twitter, but now we can all talk live? I think this is great. I feel empowered, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny, because I've been trying to schedule a conference call with Dale and Janet for like 2 weeks. So it's, you know, the spontaneity of it all just is fun.
I want to learn from you guys about Twitter. I'm lacking in that area.
Who is that? Is that Wendy?
Yes.
You know, be grateful
you
for Twitter.
You guys are, y'all are fast with your fingers.
Yeah, all you got to do on Twitter to get someone's attention is just use that @ symbol and then their Twitter call and name, and then they see it. It pops right up into their mentions, and then you just respond or retweet or whatever, and that's it. And you just say, you know, in what is it, 160 characters or less?
40.
What you got to say?
140.
Y'all have been my model, so I appreciate the mentorship there and watching you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
so Wendy, are you on Twitter? Because you and I are about 10 miles apart.
I know. We should just meet up and have a photo and post it on Elizabeth's page.
Yeah.
I could post stuff under this radio show. That might be really cute, actually.
There you go.
You know, we've got another caller from, hang on one second. Hello, area code 325. Good morning. Gratitude with Deb and Elizabeth. How are you this morning? Would you like to say a few words? 325 area code. Hello?
We hear a little bit of 325 area code.
We'll leave whoever that is live if you want to say hi or whatever. Just chime in. Don't be shy. It's just us.
Okay.
We're having fun. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi. My phone is horrible. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I just noticed that on Twitter, and just thought I'd pop in. And, you know, as much as we fuss about everything that happens in our lives, you know, if we didn't have lows, we wouldn't have highs. If we didn't have the bad, we wouldn't know what good is. So gratitude is absolutely just kind of appreciating your life, good, bad, totally indifferent. So, and I'm appreciative of it all.
Whoa, I am so loving that. It's all good.
It's just the timing. Yeah.
Put those seeds in the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, anyway, just wanted to pass that along. Thank you guys very much. Enjoyed it this morning. So,
where are you calling from? West Texas. West Texas. Well, we are very thankful to have you with us today. That's very special that you called in. Thank you very much for taking the time.
You guys have an awesome day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, isn't that cool? The power of Twitter.
Just love it. Love it. But, you know, that's another great thing because, really, that is, to me, that's deep gratitude for all those things that we don't even really, you know, we don't like them, but we can love them in a way that we know that all things work together for good. You know, that's a very biblical statement. And I think that that's true because we're not finished yet and we don't know the ending. We don't know all those things. Look at this call right now. All these people that we've met, things that, you know, we're hearing for the first time. Oh, that tweet really brightened my day. Things that we're not even aware of that we do. And our life, our actions, that's really our message. That's what speaks, is our actions more than anything. And there's some great people out there really making a difference, helping us be more grateful, you know. I've got enough people in my day that drag me down to hell. I like the ones that help take me to heaven.
I love that. We need to tweet that out, Deb. You're on that.
Yeah. Believe me, I tell you every day.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so good. There's a, can you read what Lael, she wrote a Wayne Dyer quote that's very nice. Lael, I think, in the chat room.
Oh, I love that.
You
okay.
Read that?
With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
that's Janet right there, too. You know, Janet, who, you know, shared with us that she's, you know, kind of reinventing herself a little bit. It's an opportunity to grow. I love how strong you are, Janet.
Thank you.
Because I bet there was a scary moment there.
It takes a lot of courage, but you know what? Like, in order for us to grow, we have to kind of step out of that comfort zone and just trust within ourselves that, you know, there's something bigger and better out there, and you know, just following that inner voice, your inner true wisdom, and. And you know what I find? I find that the noise in today's day and age, you know, we are so distracted with all the noise. Yes, I love Twitter. I love social media. But it's important to also kind of to step away from that because it's important to spend that quiet time with yourself to self-reflect and to connect with nature and to really, really, you know, feel, you know, what your purpose is, what your mission is, and you need that quiet time. You need that quiet time to grow. And, and I encourage people to do that as well, to find that time.
Beautiful.
With themselves.
So can you believe on our Good Morning Gratitude, we have about a minute left of time. So, Deb.
Mm. Oh, wow.
How about you? Yeah, just a minute left here. Deb, do you want to close us out? Just
Well, no, I mean, I just think what Janet said is just the best prayer that we could all say to each other is just taking time to be quiet. That's our challenge. And then next time when we do this again, we'll have to do this again. We can see what came up for everybody, what we were being led to be grateful for. I tell you what, I do. I love us. I think this is so much fun. We got to do this again. This is
perfect.
Something that.
Well, good morning, gratitude.
Very good.
It's
a good medicine for the soul.
Isn't it fun what good comes about from just testing a silly old headset, huh?
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
This was a technical call. We turned it into something fun. We're testing out Skype and our headsets, as you'll hear at the beginning of the call. So, all right, everybody, 20 seconds left. I just want to wish everybody a beautiful, best ever you kind of day. And go out there, be your best, spread your joy and your love to everyone, and be great, grateful, grateful. Take care.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you so
you
much.
Too.
Thank
you.
Blessings.
Okay.
Love to everybody.
Have a great day.
Okay, all the best. Bye.
Thanks for listening
Bye.
To the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.